If you have your Bible and you want to look at it with us tonight, you want to look at Acts 17. Acts chapter number 17, if you want to read along with us, the Bible says, "Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them in three Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, openly and legendly, that Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of chief women, not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason, certain brethren, unto the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." Amen. Thank God for King Jesus. "And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming hither went into the synagogues of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had acknowledged that the word of God was preached of Paul in Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving commandment unto Silas and Timotheus were to come to him with all speed, they departed. And now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews, and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. And then certain philosophers, the Epicureans and the Stoics, encountered him, and some said, 'What will this babbler say?' Others, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange God, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, May we know that what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears, we would know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship him, declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." As we look at this tonight and we see God in the way that he's moving, and Paul's a speaking here, and we can see it. And I'd like to preach on just this for just a minute, if God be my help. Those that are seeking. Amen. Those that are seeking. Now, what does it mean to seek? Paul's talking about this, and we see this, and it mentions it in the Word of Truth. But what does it mean to seek? Well, the seeking means to do something earnest. Amen. If you're going to seek something, then you're going to earnestly contend to find it. Amen. You're going to seek it, praise God, until you find it. Oh, you know, we play hide and seek sometimes. We'd put our head down. We'd count to 100. People would take off, and they'd go here, there, and they'd hide. And after we got to 100, we'd go find them, and we'd seek hard. Sometimes we give up. I think what's happening in the world today is a lot of times we seek the Lord maybe for a little while and then we give up. Amen. We don't find Him as the way we'd want to, or just in the aspect that we would want. But praise God, God's always there, and He's always there to be found. So we have to seek Him and seek Him earnestly. The Bible said we seek Him with an expectation of finding Him. Amen. We seek with an expectation. If we seek earnestly with expectation, praise God, we'll find the Lord and we'll see Him in all His magnificence. Paul tells us that in his writings in the book of Romans, chapter number 8. Paul would say this in chapter number 8 and verse 18. He said, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." Amen. So what Paul's telling us here, he said the sufferings that we go through, praise God, but it's because we're willing to go through it because we're looking, praise God, for a manifestation with an expectation of the Lord, an earnest expectation, praise God. We're looking to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking, praise God, to be moved upon by Him in the day and hour we live. Praise His holy name. He said, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly," verse 20, "but by reason of Him who has subjected the same in hope." So not only does the creature, do we have hope, but the creature has hope, praise God, tonight. Amen. He'll go on in verse 21 and say this. He said, "Because the creature itself is also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits." We're talking about being born again, saved by God's amazing grace, have been saved and entered into salvation of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So we see what Paul's telling here, and the same thing he's telling in the book of Acts, and Dr. Luke is writing about the journeys of Paul, is about the manifestation of God Almighty. When God begins to move and people begin to look for Him, you begin to see Him. And we come here tonight, and these youngins got up to sing, and praise God, we got to looking for the Lord to show up and the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you could hear it in the voices, but praise God, if you could hear it, if you was hearing and seeing it, you could see the Holy Ghost of God moving on them as they was singing. You say, what causes that? Praise God, they come seeking the Lord. They come wanting to see Him. And those that come wanting to see Him, those that are seeking, they find Him. And the presence of God is made manifest in their sight. So the Bible tells us here in Luke's writings about the journeys of Paul. And he tells us about these, that some of these folks that's seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, they're seeking something. Amen. So if you're seeking something, that means to be earnestly and desirous of it, praise God, expecting it with the hope that would come out of the ending of it. Then God has a way of manifesting Himself to us and showing us and giving us that hope so that we can see it. The Bible says here in the first few verses, praise God, He says that they entered into a synagogue of the Jews. And now we know that if it's a synagogue of Jews, then the people that's there are probably Jewish. Amen. They're probably Jewish. I mean, just stands to reason. Said Paul, and in his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and this Jesus, which I preach unto you, is Christ. He said that he went into it. He preached to the Jews, and he said, listen, he went into the synagogue where the Jews were, praise the Lord, and he began to preach to them the Lord Jesus Christ his death, burial, and his resurrection. And he said, this Jesus that I preach to you, praise God, he is that Christ. He's that anointed one of God, that promise of God that's come forth, praise God. He said, some of them believed. Now he's talking about the Jews. He said, and they consorted with Paul and Silas. Amen. In other words, they united with them. Amen. This Christian thing is kind of contagious, praise God, when you get it. I believe if you get it, praise God, and you get it, really get it, praise God, you want to be with the brothers, you want to be with those of like faith. And they, in other words, what they done, they partnered with Paul and Silas. They partnered with the praise. They said, glory be to God. Said, I'm a liking what I'm a hearing. And they said, preach on, preacher. But not only did we see those Jews that get in, but he said also, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude. So not only was the Jews getting excited about the gospel of Christ, but the Greeks were too. Those Gentile seekers, the Jewish seekers, the Gentile seekers, praise God, they was getting excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the blessed hope that they had in him. So we see in these first few verses, praise God, we see people that come seeking something, got something. Amen? Somebody flap your lights. Flip your lights. Do something, praise God. Amen? Praise God. When we come seeking something, we find something. God gives us something. That's just what he does. He's promised he would. And he said we'll find him when we seek him early. So what we need to do, praise God, is when before we ever leave the house to come to the Lord's house, we need to be seeking the Lord. Amen? And that way, praise the Lord, when we get here, he's already ahead of us. Amen. We bring him with us, praise God. He's here with us, ready to worship with us and give us from the throne of grace that we stand in need of. So we see what's taking place. We see these Jews that's seeking the Lord. We see the Gentiles that's seeking the Lord, these Greeks. But we also see some unbelievers, those that's not seeking the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in verse 5, he tells us in the first few verses here, 5 and 6, he said, but the Jews which believe not, moved with envy, took upon them certain lewd fellows. Now we see here these non-seekers. Now what is a non-seeker? Isn't that, well, there's non-believers to begin with. But they were also not only non-believers, but they were non-seekers. They wasn't looking for the Lord. But now it's funny to me that the Jews are supposed to be the representation of the coming Christ. They were supposed to be the representatives of God Almighty. God put them on this earth, praise God, they might be a map or a guide for those that was lost in this world. Amen? That they might be that example, you might say. But these Jews are unbelievers, which believe not. They moved with envy, but took unto themselves certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar. Now, don't that kind of sound like the world we're living in today? Amen. What they did, they come into town, they got them a bunch of troublemakers. Amen. Got them a bunch of rebel rousers. They gathered them up. Amen. They gathered all the misfits in the town. Amen. And they said they brought them to the point that they troubled the whole city. You know, it don't take very many rebel rousers, praise God, to mess up a whole city. To bring trouble. Does any of this sound familiar? Amen. You know what it is? It's ungodliness. Amen. It's those that despise God and godliness, despise people of God, despise the things of God. Amen. And they begin to come and they begin to cause trouble. Amen. They weren't there to get the gospel. And they weren't there for the truth. They could have cared less about either one. Now I'm just trying to take my time tonight because I want you to get this. Amen. I won't say anytime you got a bunch of unbelievers, praise God, that's not seeking any kind of leadership, and not seeking any kind of godliness or God-wordness, amen, you got yourself in a mess. And the only thing that'll save them, bring them out into the right side, praise God, will be the good Lord of heaven through the Holy Ghost of God dealing convicting in their hearts. That's what they need. They need to be saved by the marvelous grace of God. So they didn't come to town. They come as rebel rousers. They didn't come to town seeking the gospel. They didn't come in town seeking the truth. But notice what they do come. They come seeking a little bit of financial gain. I thought this was kind of hilarious. They bring out Jason here, and they couldn't find the disciples, couldn't find none of them. So they bring Jason out, who lived there in the town. They brought him out, and they held him pretty much for a ransom. Amen. So they bring Jason out here and said they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And he said, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. Amen. So they was really said these people are in sedition. They're turning the whole town upside down. Amen. They're just making a mess out of everything. They're turning the whole city upside down, the whole town's upside down because of these fellas. But said, if you'll give us a little bit of money, we'll let you go. Boy, that sounds so much like the world we live in, don't it? Amen. They'd do anything for the almighty dollar. Amen. Praise God. We'll do anything. We'll let anything go. We can look the other way if there's enough money in it. But I won't say, praise God, God don't look the other way. But we see as they come in, they had these rebel rousers. They come in, they begin to tear up and get tear. So they load Paul up and they sneak him out of town. Didn't mean it. The Bible says, and then the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who cometh hither, went into the synagogue of Jews. So here we are again. Amen. To play this a repeat. So Paul and Silas, they come into town. The town of Berea, the little town of Berea, they come into town, they go into the synagogue, praise God, and they begin to preach the same thing. The Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. But He said it was something different here in Berea. Amen. In this little town of Berea, they were some seekers. Amen. They were some seekers. In this little city, this little town of Berea, they were some seekers. He said these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. So not only was they seekers, but they was listeners. They listened to what the man of God had to say, the men of God had to say, and they took those things and they began to research them with a ready mind. They began to search and they began to seek the scriptures, the word of God, to find out the truth. But wouldn't it be good if a communities around us today could seek the word of God that they might find the truth? That they might find the truth. Well, what is the truth, preacher? The truth is Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. That He died for the sins of the world according to the scriptures. And amen. And He rose again the third day according to the scripture. God said so, praise God. And He rose for our benefit, that through Him we might rise up also. That we might overcome the vileness and the wickedness of the world and the sin of this world, praise God, and shout her out for the glory of God. Amen. He said, therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea. Now notice this. These seekers are looking for the word of God. They're listening to the word of God. They're searching the word of God. Now you say, well, preacher, I don't know if I'm a seeker or not. Well, are you listening to the word of God? Listening for the word of God? Are you seeking the word of God? Are you searching the word of God? And that tells whether or not you're a seeker or not. Amen. It bothers me when people say that they're saved and everything's okay between them and the Lord, but they never go to church, they never listen to the preaching, they never want good gospel singing, they never want to look into the Word of God, they never want to receive the truth. It bothers me tremendously that they can sit on the sidelines and be okay for months and for weeks and months and years and it never bother them. Amen. But he said they was these folks come to Thessalonica, these Jews. Now now notice what it says here. He said they had knowledge that the word of God was preached. Now it didn't say that they had knowledge that a bunch of shenanigans was going on, but it said that they had knowledge that the word of God was being preached. Well, that shouldn't have been nothing wrong with that if it was the word of God. But he said they had knowledge that the word of God was being preached. So there was knowledge even in these unbelievers. Amen. But here was they were rebel rousers that come to town, and they came thither also and stirred up the people. Isn't it amazing how there's always a group that wants to stir up something? Amen. And you know what happens? A lot of times if there's a mess, you stir it up and it just makes it stink. A lot of times you have people that just come along and they want to stir stuff up because they like to have a stink. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I tell you what, I like the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I think when He's around, when the Spirit's around, there's a sweet-smelling Savior of goodness of God. And then the Bible says, and then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. So we see Paul, they load him up, and they take him toward the sea. Amen. And they conducted Paul away and brought him unto Athens and received the commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, and they departed. So I believe what happened, Paul got down there and he got to thinking about what was taking place, got to thinking about those old disruptors up there, those unbelievers, those ungodly mess, and he sent word back up there to Berea, and he said, listen, so there's no use hang around up there till that bunch of riffraff goes away. He said, just go ahead, hurry right quick and just come down where I am. And while he's there, Paul said, the Bible says that Paul got to look around, and he said, well, while Paul waited for them at the Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to adultery. So Paul got to looking around the city while he's waiting on Timothy and Silas to come, and he got to looking around. He saw the city, it was wholly given to adultery. Adultery had complete control of the city of Athens. Amen. Paul began to tear at his heart, and they said, the Bible says, therefore. Why did he do it? Because that's what he was there for. Amen. He said, therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons in the market daily with them that met with him. Amen. So Paul begins to bring the word of God to them. Amen. Now that word dispute means that he began to expound to them the things of God. He began to tell them what God had to say. It wasn't Paul's ideas, it wasn't Paul's plan, but it was God's plan. He began to give them the gospel, and he gave them the truth of the gospel, praise the Lord, so that the gospel and the truth could touch their hearts. Amen. And so he began to speak to these in the synagogue of the Jews and with the devout persons in the market daily with them that met with him. So we see that he was speaking with Jews, he's speaking with those devout people. Amen. Those people that was, I believe there's some people there that was seriously looking, they were serious seekers. Amen. I believe in every crowd, listen to me, very carefully, church, in every crowd there's going to be some folks that's going to be serious searchers, serious seekers. Amen? They may be a whole crowd of drunks and rebel rousers, but in that crowd, I believe there'll be one or two, praise God, that'll be seekers. They're looking for something, a reason they're in the situation that they're in. Amen? You say, how do you know? Because we were one of them and God brought us out or we'd still been there. Hello? Amen. We were those, praise God, but we were seeking, we were looking for something. God Almighty moved through, sent the Holy Ghost through, praise God, sent somebody through to speak to our hearts that we might be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, then certain philosophers and the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him. Amen. So these Epicureans and these Stoics, these Epicureans is one that just found a satisfaction in pleasures. Hey, just go ahead and have pleasure, just do what feels good, and everything will be okay. Amen. Praise God. No, you don't have to deny yourself. Amen. Just partake of anything that you'd like to, and as long as you feel good about it, everything's okay. Amen. Don't a lot of this sound like the day and the hour that we're living in, the world that we're living in today? It's all about me and my feelings. Amen. A lot of our thoughts and things today is about how people feel. Well, you'll hurt their feelings. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, but I'd rather hurt their feelings and see their soul saved by telling them the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we see God, and they ask him, what will this babbler say? He said, what has this guy got to say? He said, he's just a babbler. He don't make no sense. That's because they're not seeking and not listening. I believe a lot of people go sit in churches today and they say, well, it don't make no sense because you're not listening. You're not seeking. God's trying to speak to your heart, but we got to be willing to listen for him to be able to do anything for us. Amen. Said he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods because he preaches unto them Jesus and the resurrection. So he thought this. They thought he was trying to bring on two new gods. That he already had gods all over the city. Had all kinds of them. Amen. Idolatry was everywhere. Kind of like the world we live in today. We got gods in our house. We got gods in our cars. We got gods everywhere we go. Everywhere you look, we got our little gods, little G gods. Amen. God said, I don't want to see no little G gods. Praise God. I want to be the big G God, God Almighty, Jehovah God. Amen. And they took him, brought him to Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest it. For thou art certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean. Amen. Boy, that's a change there. If they just was willing to listen. Amen. If we could just get people listening, as somebody said a while ago, people don't want to listen to us. We want to tell them truth. We want to point toward Jesus Christ. They can be saved. Praise God. We love them. We'll see them in heaven. If they miss heaven, they miss it all. But they don't want to hear it. They don't want to know what God can do for them. Amen. They're always looking for something, but not looking to find that God has. He said, for all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Kind of sounds like where we live. Everybody's listening for something new. Hey, man, that's why we like Facebook and all that junk so much. We get on there looking for something new, the newest gossip to come down the pike. Amen. If we could just spend as much time in the Word of God as we do on Facebook, glory be God, we could all be closer to the Lord than we've ever been. Amen. Our families would be saved. We'd have a right relationship with each other. We'd have a right relationship with God. I mean, we'd be drawing close. Amen. We'd be getting ready for the Lord to come get us and take us to be with Him where He is. Amen. But we're not doing that, praise God. We're too caught up in these little G gods to do any of that. But Paul gets to looking around. He said they're looking for some new thing. Paul's concerned. Amen. He's disputing in the synagogues. He's telling about Jesus and the resurrection. Amen. The curiosity of these folks is beginning to be stirred up. I tell you what, if we get to preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, amen, just everywhere we go, just get people looking for an opportunity to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, people will begin to get stirred up. You say, preacher, they just get mad at me. Praise you. Yeah, but that's all right. Just keep telling them. One of these days, in a little while, they'll begin to wonder why you're so excited about what you're telling them. Amen. We need to do it with excitement. We need to do it with enthusiasm because we know the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our life. He's the great shepherd of our souls. Amen. He's there to do a job for us. Praise God. To help us. So they're looking for some new thing, praise God. And Paul see him, he's in the midst. He said, stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he said, yea, the men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. He said, you're just a bunch of religious fanatics, but there's no God in you. You say, well, preacher, you can't be a religious fanatic if there's no God in you. Oh, yeah, you can be a fanatic without anything. Amen. They're crazy people all over the place, running around, flopping, doing all kind of crazy things, but ain't nothing in them but themselves. Hello? But he said, for I have passed by and beheld your devotions. Amen. What you're devoted to. He said, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you. Amen. He said, I want to declare this God to you, this one that you call the unknown God. Amen. He said, it's true because you don't know Him. I'm afraid that's the way it is for a lot of people tonight. He's an unknown God. They've never sought Him out. They've never sought for Him, and they've never found Him, praise God, because they've never allowed Him, praise God, to touch their hearts. Amen. He said, this God. He said, the God that made the world and all things therein. Amen. The God. Now that word, G-O-D, God, that's a Greek word, theos, which means one, the God. Amen. The only God, the one God. Amen. Praise God. A holy God, Jehovah God, that made the world and all things therein, seeing He is the Lord of heaven and earth. Boy, that must have busted their bubble. Amen. They thought all these gods had, you know, working in combination kind of kept things going. And without one of them, that's why they wanted to appease them all. They didn't want to leave none of them out. But I want to say, praise God, there's one God today, and His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God, there's God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one, praise the Lord, and they're all there for our benefit. Amen. That the rulers of heaven and earth. He said, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Amen. So Paul begins to paint him a picture of the true God. A God that's a great God. A God that's worthy to be sought after. Amen. To look to. Praise God. He said, neither is worship of men's hands. In other words, you don't need to make little idols. You need little things and put them on shelves. Because God's a God of heaven, praise God. And He's sitting on the throne room of grace and mercy even today. As though He needed anything. Seeing He giveth all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined. Now, did you notice God? He said He made them all of one blood. Do you realize today there's only one race? Hello? I said there's only one race, and it's the human race. Amen. We all have the same blood. We may have a different pigmentation of the skin, but praise God, we all have the same blood coursing through our veins. And if we can't get along with one or the other, praise God, it's not about the skin color. Praise God, it's about what we have in our heart that makes a difference. Amen. If our heart gets right with God, then we can get right with each other. humanity, praise God, will find its place on earth, dwelling with each other, with a peace on earth and goodwill toward man. It's what Jesus came to bring. Amen. Praise God. If we give the gospel out to the lost black man and the lost Indian man and the lost China man, praise God, just like we do to the lost white man, glory God, one day in a little while we could come together in one place and worship God in spirit and truth. And well, you don't believe me, praise God, just show up in heaven one day and you'll see it. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, there won't be no color difference there. How do you know? Amen. Last time I looked, God didn't make it. You ain't God. Maybe God wants a distinction. He wants to have some color in heaven. Amen. It's His coloring book. He can paint it any way He wants it. You say, preacher, I don't like that thinking. Praise God. Well, you just have to take it up with God. Because He says right here, He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth and hath determined a time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, I made them. I put them there. He said, I determined how far you can go. You realize tonight God's in control? Amen. That's why we ought to be those that's seeking. Those that's seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, because He knows exactly how far we go. He'll let us go, for He'll help us to go as far as we need to go. Amen. But now He says in verse 27, and I'm just about finished, just hang with me. He said that they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after Him, amen, and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. Now Paul says this in verse 27. He said that they should seek the Lord. Now he makes a statement here. They should seek the Lord if happily they may feel after Him. Amen. As if they're groping in the darkness. And he said, but praise God, he said, keep reaching out. Just like that old blind man that's a hunting for home. He said, just take your stick and keep pecking and keep feeling, praise God, till you find the doorway. Amen. He said, just keep seeking Him till you find Him. He said, when you'll find Him, praise God, then you can praise Him and glory in Him. He said, think after Him, might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. So he says, Paul says here, he said, this God of heaven, this God, Theos, the God of heaven, the God, he said, I want to tell you about Him. He's a good God. He said, He's a God who is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, He's here, praise God, if we'll just seek after Him and we'll find Him. Praise the Lord. He said, He's not very far from you. Amen. Do you realize at any one point, young'uns, God's not very far from us? He's right here with us all the time. He's looking over us. He sees us. He sees you. He sees me. He knows where we're at. He knows what we're up against. He knows what we face. He knows what we need. And He's there to take care of us because that's who He is. He's the God of heaven. Bible says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Paul says, this God I'm telling you about, praise God, He's a good God. He's the God that gets you up in the morning, gets you going. Amen. Hey, let me just say this evening, praise God. Let me just say you, praise God, Malachi, you can make it, you can go of a morning without coffee if you got God. Amen. You can go, you can get up out of bed, you can put your feet forward, you can go, you can get started, praise God, without coffee if you got the Lord. The Lord's the one that'll get you up. He's the one in which we live, praise God. Without Him, we wouldn't have no life. He said He's the one that moves us. Amen. He's the one that'll draw us closer to Himself because He loves us this much. He's always constantly looking for us, praise God, to draw us closer day by day. He said, in Him we live and move and we have our being. We are what we are, the Bible says, by the grace of God. Amen. He said, He is the one that gives us. He is the one that makes us who we are. Praise His holy name. And the question he asked, he said, are we seeking God? He said, if you're seeking God, he said, then you'll find Him. He said, but the reason you ain't finding, the reason you got trying to get all of God is because you're not seeking the God. He said, if you seek God Almighty, God Jehovah, praise God, you'll find God in Jesus Christ. Because He come and He lived in this world and He loved each and every one of us. He gave Himself for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He rose, praise God. He died and He rose again the third day, victorious over death and the grave, praise God. He died for our sins, yours and mine. Amen. And when we seek Him, praise God, we find Him. We find our help, our hope, we find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what Paul was a preacher. He's preaching it to the Jews. He was preaching it to the Gentiles. He was preaching it to the Bereans. The Bereans believed him. They began to search the Scripture. They began to find him. They began to seek the Lord. And they got help, praise God. Not a few, but a whole bunch. I wonder how many folks tonight we could lead to the Lord, youngins, if we begin to seek the Lord with all our hearts. Amen. Put as much emphasis on seeking the Lord as we do on other things. Amen. All the other activities that we have. If we spent just a little bit of our time in the Word of God, seeking it like a Berean. We are just establishing our hearts tonight. So you know what? I want to be a Berean. I want to listen to God. I want to listen to godly things. I want to listen. If I'm going to turn the radio on, I want to listen to godly preaching, godly singing. I want to be closer to the Lord I've ever been. Praise God. I want to be a Berean. Amen. I want to listen. I want to seek. I want to search it out. That's what I'm talking about tonight, to seek the Lord. To seek the Lord. Those that are seeking the Lord. Paul said, hey, if you're seeking Him, you'll find Him. These folks, some of them wasn't, but some of them were. And those that were seeking something, praise God, seeking something from God, they found it. Amen. They found it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul sent them to, God sent Paul to where they were to give them the gospel of Christ Jesus our Lord. I wonder where He's sending us tonight. I wonder where He's sending you. I wonder where He wants to use us at for the cause of Christ. We're living a difficult time. We're going through some adversities at best. But God Almighty, if we just keep our focus on Him and look to Him, praise God, author and finisher of our faith, to help us through this. Amen. And as we go, as we go in this journey of life, if we just keep seeking the Lord, seeking Him, seeking opportunities to see Him. And when we see Him, just make Him big, make Him large, show Him, point Him out that folks might see Him. Listen, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people that's asking questions. There's a lot of people that's seeking some answers. Oh, and we can give them answers on politics and the things that's going on and all that, but why don't we give them an answer through the Lord Jesus Christ? So the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, knows what's going on. God loves you and He wants to help you. And what we need to do is just focus on Him. Ask God to help us and believe that He will. As I said in the beginning, seeking is an earnest expectation that leads to us having hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus, our Savior, tonight. Amen, church. Praise the Lord. I've done my best to give you what God's given me. Amen. We just need to seek Him like we never had before. We need to look to the Lord. We see these same situations. We see the hour in which we're living. It's no different than it was in Paul's time. Amen. But they were some people that just unbelievers, people that weren't seeking, people weren't looking. And there's a whole lot of people around us today that have no desire to look for God or godliness. But boy, if we could just be a light that would shine in them, if we could just shine bright enough now that they could see Christ in us, that hope of glory, it would bring them out of the dismalness of this world, put their feet upon a solid foundation and give them a direction to go, give them a focus in Christ, their Savior, that they might be saved and born again too.